welcome to the Habacast, Habitat Pinellas and West Pasco's podcast and broadcast show that highlights our mission in action with our homeowners, our sponsors, and all of our community partners that help make it happen. I am your co-host, Morgan Brochetti, and I'm here with my fellow co-host, Mike Sutton.
Hey,
Mike.
What's happening?
What's happening?
Season 2, episode 4.
Look at us go.
Yeah, just in time for the holidays.
Yep.
Yeah.
So last episode of the year.
Of 2022.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. What's going on?
Well, we've got some really fun stuff going on with the end of the year right around the corner. We actually have, we'll do some B-roll in post. I'm sure Chris will love that. We had 4 home dedications in one day, the Thursday before the holiday break.
Yeah, which was pretty amazing. Cool. Pretty amazing. Well, and 6 in total that week.
Mm-hmm.
So just a crazy time for us to, our staff is working so hard. I'm so proud of everybody because everybody works so hard to get things finished by the holidays so right. that we can, and I think everyone sees it as we got to get families into their homes
Absolutely.
In time for Christmas. And so our team worked really hard.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had some really great stuff happen this year. But coming off of 2022, we built a record number of homes this year,
mm-hmm.
Which at the end of the day resulted in 67 families becoming homeowners for the very first time. So proud of not only the Habitat team, but those 67 families that completed hundreds of sweat equity hours, yeah. 32 homebuyer education classes, and are now all making their on-time mortgage payment.
Love that.
So that's the most important piece.
Absolutely.
So really, really excited for that. It's been an amazing year for us as we've announced a number of new developments throughout mm-hmm. the community that we'll be developing over the yeah. next few years. 8 different projects
yeah.
In various sizes from 10 unit townhome communities
sure.
to, we have a 54 unit townhome community, a 44 unit townhome community, mm-hmm. 24 single family homes.
Single family as well.
So everywhere from Newport Richey down to South St. Petersburg. So exciting, exciting, exciting stuff.
Yes. Lots of really awesome stuff coming off of 2022 and into the new year. One of those really exciting milestones is our 800th home, which is right around the corner in February, we think,
yeah.
right? Yeah.
Yeah. I've had a number, I've had the opportunity to experience a number of our milestones. I started on house 280. So
mm-hmm.
Got to experience 300, 400, 500, 600, 700, and now 800.
Yeah.
So, we'll be building that in Leoman, in mm-hmm. within the CRA of Leoman, which has become a big focus area for
yeah.
us. So, earlier in 2022, we completed 14 homes in Leoman.
Mm-hmm.
We have 15 underway, including the 800th home in the same area.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And, we also, thanks to the partnership with the county, they've established a 3-year partnership with us where they're providing us, a couple $1 million in funding over the course of those 3 years to help acquire property.
Sure.
And so we just thought it was fitting to do our 800th home in that community,
mm-hmm.
given it's become a big focus area for us. And so that's exciting because that's breaking ground literally right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll probably wrap it up, if I had to guess, March, maybe April.
Perfect. Right around my birthday.
Yeah.
My 30th birthday gift. Thank you.
30?
Yeah.
Really? You're only 30?
Yeah. I'm only 29.
Oh, man.
Even better.
Wow. Wow. I remember those days.
I
don't think they had anything called podcasts back then.
No, I don't think so. Those might have been just blogs. Anyway, so CEO build is also a very exciting specialty build that we have coming up. And our featured guest today is actually our media partner on that build. Do you want to tell our thousands of listeners about the CEO build and why we
tens of thousands.
That?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So last year we decided to, this year, really, 2022,
mm-hmm.
it's 2021.
Yeah.
We started the planning process for the 2022
yes.
build. And the idea was, hey, how do we bring together business leaders, CEOs, presidents of companies, and business owners to get behind our cause and
mm-hmm.
take a stand for the need for affordable housing?
Right.
And so we were able last year to bring together about 60 CEOs from around the community.
Mm-hmm.
It was chaired by Mindy Grossman, who's the
yeah.
former CEO of HSN, former CEO of Weight Watchers,
mm-hmm.
And is back in the St. Petersburg area, which is great. And she's involved with a couple different projects. And then Bill Brand, who's the former president of HSN, but he's now the current CEO for Rue 21,
right.
Which is
somewhere
a store
you do not shop at.
I can't. No,
well,
no. I'm way past the age. You might be able to, Miss, you know, 29-year-old. We launched this initiative last year. We got together with about 60 CEOs. It was such an awesome experience. Mm-hmm. And we raised about $140,000 towards the build.
Amazing.
So this year, we're already, we have about 50 CEOs signed on already.
Yeah.
Some great, amazing people in our community that really make Tampa Bay such a strong community. And so that CEO build will break ground right after the first of the year.
Mm-hmm.
We have our kickoff reception in February, a couple build days.
Yeah.
And what's great is to see some of these leaders come out and swing a hammer with us, and it'll be a fun time.
Yeah. It's an awesome opportunity for these leaders in the community to really take a stand and voice their support for affordable home ownership. So many of them have employees and clients and people in their networks that are seeking affordable housing and are feeling that pressure. So it's not like it's something that's out of reach to them. So really getting their brand behind the Habitat brand, yep, as well as the opportunity for new home ownership is pretty impressive.
And to dumb down the participation list, I participate. So I'm one of the CEOs. So it's honestly,
anyone can participate. No experience necessary. It's fine.
Man, I'm telling you, I get beat up. But I will say it's an honor to participate alongside these amazing people. And
it's a great group.
So it'll be great. I look forward to breaking ground on that house. So a lot of great things coming up in 2023.
Yeah.
We plan to build somewhere between 70 and 75 homes. So we know that for the families that are interested in our program, you know, we want to continue to encourage people to apply. Mm-hmm. For the families that are in the program, and you know, a lot of them listen to this. You know, we want to just keep them focused and encouraged that their day is coming, right? So we have right now about 30 homes under construction,
mm-hmm,
and about another 30 in planning or permitting. And so that is hope for so many local families. And mm-hmm, so we're really excited about that. So, but back to the CEO build, Bridget Bello, who is the founder and the publisher for mm-hmm the Tampa Bay Business and Wealth. They're a great partner to Habitat. And they are our media partner on the CEO build, is our guest today. So look forward to chatting with Bridget, hearing a little bit about her background and then what it means for the Tampa Bay Business and Wealth to be involved with Habitat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's do it.
Awesome. Bridget, thank you for coming in today and spending some time to just chat a little bit about not only Tampa Bay Business and Wealth, but also Habitat and kind of the partnership there.
So thanks for having me.
Yeah. Let's talk about Tampa Bay Business and Wealth because you guys are now 3 years old.
It'll be 5 years on May 1st.
No way.
Yeah.
Holy
cow. It's crazy, right?
That has flown by.
Okay. Tell me about it.
So 5 years coming up. Big celebration planned?
I mean, maybe. It was today 5 years ago, and I'm not making this up. I can show you on my Facebook memories that my big announcement went out that I was leaving the Business Journal. So
wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy. Honestly, I'm kind of in shock because it doesn't seem like it's been that long.
Tell me about it.
But I guess really, if you really think about it, the last 2 years don't count anyway.
Nobody has any sense of time anymore. Like, it's like it's kind of like pre-pandemic, post-pandemic. That's how we all talk now. Or like, was that before or after?
Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about it because you know, obviously when you left the Business Journal and now you're with Tampa Bay Business and Wealth, like how did that all come about? Like what did that look like?
2017 was a very interesting year in my life. And it's funny because again, it was 5 years ago today that my family has been having this family group chat today about apparently how hard-headed I am and how many times the universe had to smack me in the face before I actually like listened.
Yeah.
So in July, I got diagnosed with breast cancer. In August, my husband lost his job. And in September, we lost our house to Hurricane Irma.
Wow.
So it was quite the year.
And your house here?
At my house here.
Was completely devastated.
Completely devastated.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
We were out of it for 7 months and 5 days while they rebuilt it. Not that I was counting.
And you're on the water, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's really where it got hit hard.
Well, they say it was a microburst. You could kind of follow the line from the beach, like directly to my house, to the point that I looked at my husband and said, okay, what did you do? Like, clearly somebody's got it out for us. What did you do? But we, you know, our neighbor's fence got a little bit and the other neighbor's soffit got a little bit, but it like beelined for our house.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. That's crazy.
It was crazy.
You guys rebuilt on the same property?
We did.
Okay. Okay. Well, and obviously we had a big storm coming at us
a
couple months ago and we were spared. our neighbors down south, obviously we're not.
No. But
I'm always fearful of the day that we get a direct hit because it's scary to think about.
We evacuated for both, actually, yeah. for Irma and for Ian. But we came home from Ian a lot sooner because we all knew the day or two before that, okay, we evacuated for no reason. It's not coming here.
Yeah.
But the amount of wind that was still going on when we got to our house, we were like, thank God we were not here and we will never be here for one of those storms. Yeah. I mean, it was unbelievable.
You know, what's scary though is that every time I've seen where people evacuate to Orlando, Orlando gets hit worse than anybody. So it's almost
it's
like
not you, funny. I'm sorry,
but no, you almost got to kind of leave the state, right?
Yeah, I mean we went to Lutz this last time. Okay. We had friends in Lutz.
So just going inland is really.
We looked it up and they were like, I think it was. I'm going to mess this up, and if somebody fact checks me, then sorry, but I think it was like 42 feet above sea level in Lutz.
Yeah.
So we're like, that's an hour away. That's manageable, right? Yeah. And if something happens to the house, we can get back quick enough to be able to do something about it like we did after Irma. So
well, and the rain and wind is not as scary as the storm surge, in my opinion.
Correct.
You know, you just can't get away. And when you see like the video footage and stuff of what that did down in Fort Myers and that kind of thing, like you just can't get away from that.
You can't. And it's scary. I mean, it's devastating, obviously. Yeah. Well, and with Irma, so I'm realizing as we're talking, the eye storms are a problem, right? If they start with I, we should probably all leave. But with Irma, it was supposed to be a water event. Like that was the big scare. And so all of us at the beach like lifted everything up off the floor and put everything on beds and tabletops and got it as, you know, far off the floor as we could. And with us, what happened because of the nature of a microburst is it ripped the roof off. So all we did was put everything closer to the rain coming into the house.
Did you lose pretty much everything?
Pretty much. Yeah. I mean, we were smart enough with the things we left behind that were pictures and things like that, that they were in plastic. And so we still have those. But every piece of furniture, because mold took over in the house rapidly.
Yeah.
So.
Well, so 2017, horrible year.
Horrible year.
So
how does that translate?
Yeah. So coming out of that.
After being with that company for a really long time, I was just kind of surprised at the way it was handled, the way that the expectations of me while I was going through that and kind of the, okay, you know, sorry to hear about that, but we have a business to run kind of, which I get, you know, I understand. And they were headed in a different direction from their idea of what it should be than what I believed. And so I really saw a void and an opportunity to kind of seize that C-suite.
Mm-hmm.
They're very much a subscription-based model, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Sure.
But our content is very focused in the C-suite, and our events are very focused in the C-suite. So everything that we do really is targeting that CEO, as evidenced by our CEO build partnership that we do, right?
Well, there was some synergy there,
A ton of synergy, absolutely.
Yeah. That's awesome. So now 4 years, well, coming up on five years under your belt, what's kind of been the biggest aha with starting the Tampa Bay Business and Wealth for you?
Oh, gosh, there's been a lot. I remember when we all looked at each other and said, so none of us has ever even worked in a magazine before. Anyone know how to do this?
Because that's different, right?
It's the truth.
A monthly publication is different than, online daily, but a weekly publication.
Well, and we thought it's going to be a breeze, right? We're used to going like press day is Wednesday, like every single week. Yeah. A magazine is so much harder.
Well, and you're working like a month in advance, I'm assuming,
we're working like 6 to 8 weeks in advance. Yeah. So like we're working on February and it's December.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So.
But you all break news though online and through, you know, online or email blasts and that kind of thing too.
Yeah. So one of the kind of things that I left out of the 2017 that was really the nail in the coffin for me. And I didn't know how much you wanted me to go into this. So editing is a beautiful thing, right? In October, after those 3 months of just, you know, punch in the face, we had to, from a journalistic integrity perspective, write a story that I didn't want to write that was about somebody who's a friend and somebody who was my CEO council roundtable member and somebody who I knew what the real story was.
Sure.
But the right thing to do was to report that story, right? And the editor called me on a Saturday. We were living in an apartment at the time because we were out of our house.
Yeah.
And told me that the story was going to run and kind of gut checked with me like we would do oftentimes. And I told him it was the right thing to do. And I got off the phone and I looked at my husband and I said, I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to have the responsibility to report stories like that on people that I care about.
Sure.
I want to be a part of the solution. I want to be a part of economic development. I want to leave something behind that I'm proud of.
Yeah.
And so, yes, we do break news, but we choose the news that we want to break.
Sure.
Which is a whole different experience because I don't have a responsibility like I did before. Mm. And so we get people who call us with news stories that we say that's not a TBBW story.
Yeah.
And we refer them to other people. Right.
Yeah.
But what we are hearing from the market, which I'm always careful how I say, is that they want to break their news with us because people can read it when they do. There's not a paywall. We'll never have a paywall.
Sure.
And so if you break a story with us, you can share it on social and everyone that's in your community socially can read the story.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's become something that we're really enjoying doing again, but doing it our way.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and being able to pick and choose what you
break
is probably huge. So, and obviously you all have built up quite the, partner list, right? When I see some of the businesses that are advertising with you all and getting the word out through the Tampa Bay Business and Wealth, it's pretty amazing. And I love, one of the things I love about your magazine are the one-liners.
Yeah.
And so mainly because it kind of breaks it down into different regions, right? So, get to catch some, stuff that's happened over the last 30 days in Hillsborough and Pinellas and Pasco now.
We added Pasco.
Right? We added Pasco, which is great. We're happy about that.
Right.
Here, given that's in our service area, but I love that piece of it. And I also love the 20 questions, which was fun to do. And thank you for doing that interview with me. I thought that was really neat to just be able to answer some. And I get a hard time about it because there's a couple, like one of them, the favorite candy for me was Sweet Tarts. And now, so people buy me Sweet Tarts all the time.
So oh, I love that. Yeah. That's really cute.
So, yeah.
My favorite all time was Joe Lupano said his greatest fear was heights. And I'm like, don't you run the airport? Like that's kind
funny.
Of a Cocker Spaniel moment for me. Like that doesn't really make sense.
That's hilarious.
Isn't it?
Yeah, that's funny.
So we get to learn fun stuff about people that we wouldn't otherwise know.
Yeah. Huh. So we obviously partnered on the CEO bill last year,
yep.
right? And which was just a great way to talk about C-level, right? We were very
fantastic lineup.
It really was an amazing group of people. I was joking with Morgan that we kind of dumbed the list down by letting me participate, but it's an amazing group of people. We were very intentional saying, hey, we really want CEOs, presidents of companies, and business owners. And be very specific towards that as a way to bring people in to show that there's a need for affordable housing, mm-hmm. that these business owners and CEOs are it's a legitimate concern for them and their employment base, right? And
absolutely.
So coming out of that, what was some of the stuff that you heard from the various CEOs you talked to about the project and why it was so important?
Well, I mean, I think that I can speak for myself and or affordable housing wasn't necessarily, I won't say it wasn't on my radar, right? Mm-hmm. But it wasn't in my top three.
We could have helped you rebuild your house, by the way.
Yeah, well, I didn't know that.
I could have sent out some volunteers,
You could have had me hanging cabinets like you did when I was in the CEO build,
there
right?
You go.
I could have hung my own cabinets.
Would have looked
cabinets.
Really good having Habitat volunteers out on a house on the beach, too.
That
would have been great.
Yeah.
For,
Nice PR stunt.
Yeah, exactly.
and I completely lost my train of thought. Oh. Affordable housing.
Sure.
So, in particularly in the last 2 to 3 years, I guess, I use my daughter as an example all the time. She's 27 years old, college educated, has an amazing job, walks dogs as a side hustle, and still cannot afford to live here.
Yeah.
So we're not talking about uneducated people. We're not talking about people who aren't working. We're not talking about people who aren't doing everything that they can to take care of themselves. But we're in a housing market that even college-educated, fully employed people can't afford to live in, and that's a problem.
Yeah.
And so I think the more that we can shine a light on that and that, it's not – we're not helping people who aren't helping themselves, for lack of a better way to say it.
Sure.
It was really heartwarming to be out there and to see and, especially when the little girl grabbed your hand and said, come see my room, you're like, oh, my God, she's never, had her own room before.
Yeah.
Like, that is shocking to some of us. So I think the more that we can – bring those issues to light and show people what's really going on in our community and how we can help get them off the streets and into a home. And we talked about why we felt home ownership was important and, it's still the American dream, right? It is. And
there's no better way to build wealth.
And there's no better way to build safety and security and,
exactly.
and feel like you have a place to go home to, you yeah. know? So yeah, I think it's incredibly important. I think the more we get it in front of the business leaders of this community, the better.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. And, you know, I think coming out of the CEO build, what was great, we had a lot of folks that got plugged in to the CEO build through relationships with you, Mindy, Bill, and so many others that had never were never exposed to Habitat before. And what it's created is new friends, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so it's also been really cool to see the various CEOs get their companies plugged in over the last 12 months.
I bet.
And when we reached out and started planning for, you know, year two, for so many of them, it was just an easy yes. They didn't even think twice about it.
No, and it, you know, congratulations to you guys, first of all, for even thinking to do that. I mean, you've come up with some really creative and wonderful ideas. And again, we talk about, you know, the importance of the leaders of this community mm-hmm. understanding and being involved in that. And I made new friends, certainly,
yeah,
and got
sure.
to spend time with old friends. I mean, you couldn't have two better people to lead the charge for you than Mindy Grossman and Bill Brandt.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
they're both just incredible people. And super involved, obviously, in the Pinellas County, but also in the region.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a really heartwarming experience. And, you know, you get up in the morning and you guys make us go early. And I'm like, they're going to make me put a hard hat on. I'm going to have to get my hair redone and, you know, rolling my eyes, the whole thing. I got to wear this T-shirt. But the hard hat still sits in my house. And
That's cool.
It was just a really cool experience and something I think everybody should get to do at some point.
I agree. I mean, I think that's what's great about Habitat is the empowerment of people in the community come out and help us do the work that we're doing.
So, absolutely.
So the CEO build, you know, obviously is kicking off right after the first of the year. We already have about 50 people signed up and
nice.
Ready to go. So yeah, we have and it's a great lineup. So
how many did we have last year?
We had right around 60.
Okay.
So the majority of folks have almost everyone's come back. We've had a couple people that moved out of the area, you
okay.
know, Chip from Beach Bank mm-hmm. and a few others that have left for other opportunities. But for the most part, everybody's back and we've added some
great
new folks. So, you know, we have David Dino from Blooming Brands mm-hmm. and Elizabeth from Workscapes and
and
Brett McGill from Marine Max.
So yep.
we got some great folks. Ryan Ross from Neiman Marcus.
That's amazing.
How cool is that? I usually shop only at the clearance racks there, but, you know, I mean,
don't tell Ryan that.
No, I won't. But, well, maybe he'll offer me a cool discount, but anyway,
okay. That would get me out to two builds.
There you go.
If we get the Neiman's discount, yeah. I'm in.
Well, the cool thing is that it, you know, I think after the first year it was so successful that it's been an easy, you know, opportunity for people to jump on and be a part of. So, and you all, thank you for continuing to push out the good word in the magazine. And, you know, people have noticed that and they see that and
absolutely.
There's some great synergy there between what you all are doing and what Habitat is doing.
And me and you are going to do some really nice invites as soon as I get busy on it. Right.
Yeah. So for anybody that's listening, the invites are coming, right?
Yes. You've been warned.
So, let's talk a little bit about the CEO Connects, because
okay.
you mentioned earlier it's all about the C-suite at Tampa yep. Bay Business and Wealth and getting to the C-suite folks. And so you all launched the CEO Connects as a way to do that.
We did. So you and I are in CEO Council.
Yep.
That's probably, I would say, the only other organization that exists that is really a safe place for people who are running companies.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I used to laugh and say like, oh, it's lonely at the top. Oh, okay. I'm sure you're really lonely, Mike, until you're at the top and then you're like, I don't have anybody I can talk to about this stuff, right?
Yeah.
And so having that community of other people who are at the top, for sure. lack of a better way to put it, running companies, you know, employing hundreds of people, in some cases thousands,
mm-hmm.
Having a place where you can get together and somebody's not shoving a business card in your face and you're not blood in the water for, you know, I want to sell this guy and, you know, buying a ticket to get to Mike Sutton because you just want to see Mike Sutton and sell him something. That doesn't happen at our events. They're invite only, very intentional about who's in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's the number one question we get asked is how do I get on that invite list?
Yeah.
It's also the easiest way for us to close business. If somebody's kind of on the fence, we're like, hey,
sure.
come to the CEO Connect. And the next morning, almost invariably, they call and say, okay, I'm in.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Cause it's always an amazing room. And, you know, I would be remiss if I didn't stop and say that we have been so blessed by this community. I mean, you guys really all reached out and put your arms around us and said, how can we help?
Yeah.
And that's incredible to be able to say that we built our business because of a community of support, and it plays back in again to what you do.
Yeah.
But we live in what I believe is the best business community in the country.
I agree.
Yeah.
You know, I think, you know, we obviously have challenges, right?
Everyone does.
We do act too fragmented at times. You know, that body of water does some crazy things. You know, when we act like a region though, I feel like the Tampa Bay region is one that, you know, you can put up against any other region in the country. So, but it is amazing that we live in such an embracing community. I mean, we talk about it at Habitat all the time. We're so blessed by the fact that people continue to invest in us.
Yeah.
We're the most densely populated county in the southeastern United States. We build more Habitat homes per year than almost every Habitat affiliate in the country. And so that speaks volumes to the support that we get, right? So we do
700 we just passed, right?
We're about to hit 800.
800. Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
800. Yeah. Hey. It's
you build fast.
We build very, very fast. Yeah, we'll actually dedicate the 800th home, you know, probably March or April.
Okay.
Right around the same time we dedicate the CEO build.
That's awesome.
Yeah. They're actually right next door to each other. So let's have some fun as we kind of wrap up.
Oh boy. Okay.
So I got to ask you about your husband. Where does he buy his suits? The guy has the most colorful arrangement of jackets and shirts and ties and everything that I've ever seen.
So you're still single. Yes.
We don't talk about that stuff on here.
Okay. Well, I'll give the men in the room a tip. He lets me dress him. He doesn't buy anything anywhere. I do.
Okay.
And then he doesn't push back. If I bring it home and tell him it's cool and he should wear it, he does. So,
really?
Yeah. Yeah. And some of them are pretty brave. So.
And he embraces it.
He totally does.
And owns it. I love it. I love it. I think your husband's awesome. I
do too.
Well, I would hope so. I would hope so. I just think he's such a great guy. He's fun to interact with. And, you know, we're talking with his bank about doing some work. So
that's great.
Hopefully that all works out. So
I married him because he makes me laugh.
Well, that's important, right?
It is.
It's half the battle in life.
So just wear whatever she tells you to wear.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We're not going that route right now. So favorite restaurant?
Oh, boy. That's putting me on the spot a little bit.
Pick three if that's easier.
Villa Galace at the beach, if you've never been, is by far the best Italian food that I have had anywhere around here.
Okay.
And Luigi is hysterical. He's a local owner.
Okay.
Really like that one. Ruth's Chris is my favorite steak, which, you know, people say, oh, it's a chain. And there's that other place that's like nationally recognized that's here. Ruth's Chris is like by far my favorite steak.
Do you go to the one in, I was going to call Baywalk, Sundial?
No.
No?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, we typically go to the one in Tampa.
Tampa.
Yeah. Those are my probably top two.
Two go-to.
Yeah. Yeah. Go-tos.
Where do you guys go to relax?
Well,
what do you do to relax?
Actually being home and getting to sit on my couch is such a treat for me. Yeah. Like on Friday nights, we try to go home and like my car doesn't leave the garage until Monday, hopefully morning. For Christmas, we're going to the Virgin Islands because my wonderful, amazing husband let his passport expire. And so that was our really the only choice, the U.S. Virgin Islands.
That,
yes, so. We have been joking about that. We like warmer climates. Yeah. We're not snow people for the most part. I mean, it's a, you know, it's great to visit five times in your life, but I could never live there. And skiing's not my thing. So yeah, we're going south. You guys are going to be 48 degrees on Saturday and we're going to be 82.
Thanks for the reminder. Thanks for the reminder. Well, I hope you all enjoy it and have a good time down there.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas. If you could pick, let's say, up to three people to sit around a table and have dinner with, who would you?
Three? Do they have to be at the same time, or could I have three different?
You could have three different dinners.
Okay, if I could have three different dinners. Well, I'm just thinking some of these people I couldn't put in the room together because it probably wouldn't go well. Yeah. I've always been in awe of Oprah Winfrey.
Sure.
Her story is amazing.
Yeah.
What she built from where she came was amazing. So I would like to have dinner with her. My husband's father, which this will probably surprise him to hear me say.
Really?
He passed away when Jose was 25, so before.
So you never met him?
I never met him.
Gotcha.
But the way that his family talks about him and the way that Jose talks about him, he's somebody that I really think that I could benefit from having gotten to know.
Yeah.
And then my dad. My dad died when I was 15.
Oh.
So we didn't ever have grown-up conversations.
Yeah.
And so it would be great to be able to have dinner with him.
Wow. Wow. Very thoughtful and intentional. I like
Thank
that.
You.
So what's 2023 look like for Bridget?
That's a scary answer. I'm hoping better. You know, this the last 6 months of this year were a little challenging. So I have a very positive outlook for 2023. We are growing. We are adding a women's event that I'm super excited about. That's one of the things that has always been very important to me is not only mentoring other women, but uplifting the women who are doing amazing things and showcasing them to other women that get to say, hey, she did it. I can do that too.
Sure.
So I'm excited about that. We are, this is not official announcement, but we're looking at moving into other markets and we're hoping to have the next market open in 2023. So stay tuned for that.
Oh, so you're, it's not like you're just coasting into 2023. No. It's like, hey, let's just go big, right?
Hey, yeah, let's just forget about that couch. You're never going to sit on it again.
There is something, though, refreshing about turning the corner into a new year.
There is.
Where you kind of, it gives you the opportunity to reset, you know, and just look at things a little bit differently. So, so best of luck in 2023.
Thank you. You too.
Look forward to working on the CEO build a little bit more with you and we'll do some good stuff.
Absolutely. So
thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, that was great to sit down and have a conversation with Bridget. She, you know, is doing some great stuff in our community. Mm-hmm. You know, when I look at the Tampa Bay Business and Wealth and what it's provided to Habitat in terms of helping to get our word out and reaching a different audience has been huge. So we're extremely thankful to her and the whole team there. Really enjoyed just chatting with her today.
Yeah, she's an awesome partner, and we are so excited to continue to work with the TPBW into the new year.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So as we talked about when we kicked off today, coming up on the 800th home.
Right around the corner.
Pretty excited. For people that want to get plugged into that, they can go online. There's volunteer opportunities to work on that house. We're also doing something unique to raise money for that home. And it's a great way for everyone to get involved.
Yes.
So people can write an $800 check to support the build. And we're trying to bring together 100 people from the community to write an $800 donation. But you can also do that through friends and family. So you can create a Facebook
fundraiser.
There's all different ways that you can do that, but we really want to encourage people to check that out. We need help and support raising the money for that house. We look forward to getting that one going.
Yeah, and thank you to the folks who have already sponsored the 800th. We have quite a good group already, but we invite you to participate with us this year. It's a great milestone to really like jump into.
We'll have Chris put that up on the screen here too so that everybody can see those that have checked it out. But you can go to our website, habitatpwp.org, and click on the 800th home tab and learn more about that.
Yep, awesome.
We also want to give a special thanks to our broadcast partner, RadioSt.Pete.com, and our friends at Sunshine Radio 96.7, and to our great friends at the St. Pete Catalyst for continuing to push out our worldwide podcast that's been heard on six continents around the world. So, again, thank you so much for tuning in. Morgan, I wish you nothing but happiness as we go into 2023.
Right back at you.
Awesome. Well, we'll be back with a brand new episode after the first of the year. But again, thank you for tuning in and thanks for being a part of Habitat.